After months of news coverage and weeks of hearings, the U.S. House is set to vote on two articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump. Maine Congresswoman Shelley Pingree has already said she'll support both articles for abuse of power and obstructing Congress. But fellow Democrat Jared Golden, who represents a district that overwhelmingly supported Trump in 2016, has been more cautious. Yesterday, Golden announced that he would vote to impeach Trump over abuse of power in his dealings with Ukraine, but would not support the charge that the president had obstructed Congress. Robbie Feinberg stopped by a popular eatery in Golden's hometown today to take a small and random sample of opinions on impeachment and on Golden's position.
Despite a layer of fresh snow on the ground, the lunchtime seats at Simonis' hot dog stand in Lewiston are packed. Diners were mostly split on the highly anticipated impeachment vote.
I think it's a mess. You know, it's dog bite dog, you know. That I think the Democrats are all out just to get him, you know. They want to be in control.
Ray Brule of Green says he supported Trump in 2016 and believes the president shouldn't be removed. But seated by the window, Edward and Pauline LaFrance say Trump has shown time and time again that he's not fit to lead.
You can't have a president that lies all the time, you know? He gets caught in it and he gets out of it. And, oh, well. I get tired of it and I don't listen to it anymore, so I get tired of it.
I don't think the American people can afford him anymore.
For Brule and the LaFrances, the hearing didn't appear to change how they plan to vote in next year's presidential election. But a few diners say the impeachment saga has led them to rethink their positions on 2nd District Congressman Jared Golden, a first-term Democrat in a district that strongly supported Trump in 2016. Golden has said that after a thorough review, he decided to support Article 1, charging the president with abuse of power in his dealings with Ukrainian officials earlier this year. But he declined to go along with the second article, alleging obstruction of Congress. That decision resonated with some voters, including Mitch Lovering of Winthrop. Lovering says he supported Trump in 2016 and plans to stick with him.
I agree with what he said. It's a witch hunt. It's just, not just 99%, I'm 100% against it. In fact, I vote for him again as president.
But Lovering says Golden's decision to split the vote on the two articles shows that he's thinking for himself and not just voting the party line.
Because if he was just voting the line, he'd be, it's all or none. But I think he looked at the whole thing. So, and I like that. So, because some people have just, he impeach him no matter what. And then some people, no matter what, he could shoot somebody. It's okay. He's a Republican. You know what I mean? It's just the lines. They draw the lines. But he separated a little bit. So I like that.
But for others, including Roger Martell of Lewiston, Golden's anticipated vote was a disappointment.
At first, I didn't think too much of him, but as time went on, I really got to like Golden a lot, and I had liked him more and more as time went on until this vote today.
And if the lunch crowd here at Simonis is any indication, impeachment is clearly a divisive topic within the community, even amongst friends. When the issue was brought up with two self-identified golf buddies sitting together, they quickly began to argue over the fairness of the hearings. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.